Chairman John.
John, welcome home, Mr. President.
I just want to tell you I was thinking of you and thought you all did got mighty good results.
Well, you know.
I'm a little bit sorry, mad at you, because you got more votes in Connecticut than I got in Texas.
Well, I bet.
Looks like you got a higher standing in your community than I've got in mine.
No, I had to.
Did you hear about the steer? They asked what is the difference between a steer and a bull?
No.
And the fellow said, well, a steer is one that's lost his social standing in the community where he resides. So I think maybe I must have lost my social standing. And
let me tell you, what I found out is, over the years, you know how you be a great chairman? By having good candidates. I'm telling you, there's nothing like having a good candidate. It makes a chairman look awful good.
Well, you're mighty good to say so.
It's true. I mean, the only situation is, I say to people, I mean, look, he didn't need any of us for the job he did, but we were ready for a close one. I'm sending you a memo over, Mr. President.
All right.
And I talked to Bella. I think it'd be a wonderful idea if we got these 69 new freshman congressmen in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And we had to pay their fare. And most congressmen arrive, nobody knows them from Adam. And if we had a one-day briefing session, we had them in, I'm sure it'd pay off over the months ahead. And, you know, what we've got to do, and which worries me, is we want so many, we got to make sure that they conduct themselves so they get a chance to get reelected.
Well, I think that's all right. I'm going to be here the early part of December. I want to be gone till after Thanksgiving, but I'm coming back, I think, December the 1st and be here for a week.
Well, I would say sometime between, around the middle of December. Which
we'll get the memo over and let me look at it, and we'll try to do it. I said it's going to cost you a good deal of money, though. Could wait till January the 15th, they'd all be here.
Let me ask you a question, though. I mean, to get this is, I've been thinking over a case, so it costs, maybe it costs $5,000 or $6,000. There isn't many from California. There isn't many from the West. They're mostly from the Midwest and around the East. I mean, I've analyzed it. And the question is that, and I think this instead of, is one of the ways that, you know, these guys, I think, I always like to put seed money out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just.
Yeah, all right. I think it's all right.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, remember when you.
What shape are we in financially?
Well, Dick is working on the books. Of course, it'll be a month or so before we get all the bills in. You know, the advanced men and all the rest of these things will take some time to come in. But I don't think we're already working on a gala for the time inauguration. We're not as bad shape, I'm sure, as we were before.
What, you think we owe some money?
Well, we can't tell yet. I mean, you see, if you go around the country, I mean, people get bills. Take, for example, get the telephone bills in. We've got to get all the rest of that stuff in. The airplane bills in. I mean, they give us good credit, so we don't have to worry very much about it. But it'll be a month, 2 months before we can give a real final adjustment. But I would say that is not one of our worries. Our worries is doing a good record and making sure that.
Well, what are you doing about cutting down now that we've had an election?
We've cut this thing back. I think we've cut about 150 off already. We're trying to get it back to where we were less than last January.
Well, we just got to do that. I want to see you and Dick sometime next few days about that, because is he in town?
Yeah.
All right, you tell him I won't talk to y'all, because you get Dick and you get Cliff, and I want to see where we stand and who's on the payroll and how much they're getting. And I don't want to, they got to have folks like you and Dick and Cliff, but here now we're not going to have an election of 64, and I just don't want a lot of surplus folks just because they got seniority. I just can't be running my head off these dinners to carry on that kind of stuff. So you and Dick and Cliff get together and cut it right to the bone, just right to the bone, and get them into something else, in the government or some other place, right quick. And then we can draft them back when we need them, but let's don't make these little clerks and me and you pay out of our pocket something to carry that payroll, because it's too much. And you do that, go on, get these other folks in, talk to Jack Valenti after you get, let me look at your memo, and you all get time so I can see them and
all
talk
right.
to them.
Okay. We'll do that. Thank you.
Give my love to Ms. Bailey.
I will.
Appreciate you, and I'll try to do as well as you do next time.
Okay.
I just guess you're entitled to beat me once in a while.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, that'd be...